About 3 years ago, somebody gave her Caitlin's Miracle, and she listened to Caitlin's Miracle. She had over 20 diseases and was on 14 medications, and just listening to that teaching built her faith to the point that she got off of all medication, stopped going to the doctor, and trusted Jesus, and for 3 years now, she's been completely, totally healed of everything. Wow, that's what I call faith, don't you, Tom? That's what I call real faith. And then, of course, yesterday, we had an awesome experience. I don't know if it's the first person we prayed for was a little 13-year-old boy. And he was having problems with his eyes. And yeah, he had born without something, certain something in his eyes, and he was having trouble seeing. And I broke the curse over him, prayed the prayer of faith for him, and he was standing here, of course, looking this way. And right after I prayed and thanked the Lord for healing him, then I started to pray over his little sister, and he looked up and he said, "Mama, I can read the sign." And I said, "You couldn't read it before?" He said, "No." And of course, me and him both had to cry. Praise the Lord. When the Lord shows up to do something wonderful like that, my, just say, Jesus, just, you know where Jesus is today. He's right here. Amen. He's walking up down the aisles. You know that? I could just see him now walking down, put his hand on his heads of his children, you know, saying, "Oh, I love you kids. I just love y'all." We just can't see him, but he's here in the earnest. He is here. The King of Kings, he's here. And I'm so grateful that he is here. Because when I see him, and then, of course, a young man that came up too after the end, he said, "Well, I know you called for testimonies." I didn't come up, but he said, "I came here, I think he said a year and a half ago." And he said, "I had a bad rotator cuff." He said, "You prayed for me, and Jesus healed it." And he said, "I hadn't had no more problem with my arm since." He said, "I guess I should have come up and give my testimony, shouldn't I?" I said, "Yes, you should have come up and give your testimony." Because people love to hear when Jesus does wonderful things, don't they? They love to hear that the King is still in the business. And he confirms his word with healings and signs and miracles and wonders and all the wonderful things. I'm glad I serve a Jesus that answers prayer. You know, I think about the Jesus I served all those years in the Baptist church. I never saw him do anything. I never saw him do a thing. Never saw him heal anybody. I never saw a demon cast out. I didn't know how to make it work. Whose fault was it? God's? Whose fault was it? Mine. It was me. I had not gotten in the Word, but when I began to do what Dave said, I began to make that secret place my dwelling place, and then God began to reveal to me what he could and would do. And wow, and I began to realize what he required for that to happen. Wow. But it sure has been fun. The last 20 years of my life have been the most awesome. I mean, there's not anything in the world like serving Jesus. Seeing him heal. Of course, one of the couples here, I forget which one it was, somebody was here. Maybe this gentleman, who was it? Had a friend from Oregon that gave her one of the tapes that the mother was the mother of Allison. The little girl in Oregon. Is her name Allison? No, Allison's the one in Gina. Yeah, Gina's his mother had given her a teaching and told her about us, and little Gina was the one that we dealt with probably a year and a half to 2 years. You know, we could not find the sin, and so the Lord wouldn't heal her. And so when I told them, I said, you know, it's sin. You know, well, they thought they'd repented of everything. You know, they had repented of everything known to mankind. They thought. But no, the God that we serve, I mean, he would not heal that little six and a half. She was six and a half when they called us the first time. When she finally got healed, she was eight. You know, so it was a year and a half later. The Lord would not heal her. And I finally told them, I said, there's a sin somewhere that you or your husband has in your life, and you're going to have to find what that sin is. And she said, well, how are we going to find it? I said, ask God. Petition him. Get serious with him. Get on your face before him. Say, Lord, we want our baby healed, and we know now that you heal if the sin is taken care of. And so I said, I want you to get on your face and begin to seek him. Lord, please tell us. And I said, he will. I said, now, I don't know how long it's going to take. I said, sometimes I start asking him and he answers me immediately. Sometimes it takes a day. Sometimes it takes a month. I said, I don't know. But I said, I do know one thing. If you petition him, he says in his word, call unto me and I will answer you. Amen. I said, so he will tell you. Well, they began to petition the Lord. And of course, as they did, finally one morning, I don't know how long it was, but it wasn't too long. She got up, the mother. She said, I got up and I sat up on the side of the bed and I heard these words, lying and deception. So when she called me, I said, do you know what that means? She said, I do. I said, so tell me what it means. She said, well, when I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to him and I told him, I said, honey, my biological clock is ticking and it's not going to be long till I'll be too old to have children. And I want one more baby before we get too old to have children. And he says, no, I'm 43 now. And if it takes a year or two to have one, he said, then I don't want a teenager in high school when I'm 65. Well, you know, a man usually thinks ahead. You know, the woman thinks about today. She don't think about the problems and the complications 15 years from now, but men do. And so that's why he didn't want any more children. He said, we got plenty of children. I don't need any more. And so she didn't listen to him. She said she did, but she didn't. You know, how many times is it when women say they do, but they're going to do what they want to do anyway? But, you know, there's a consequence for sin. Now, this really wasn't sin as such. This was iniquity because she knew it was wrong. She went ahead and did it anyway. See, that's the difference. You know, sin, you can sin and not know it, you know, but you need to repent of that. But iniquity in your heart is when you know God said don't do something and you go ahead and do it anyway. Now, I know none of y'all besides me has ever done that. Now, you know, y'all know where I'm coming from? Well, has anybody in here ever been guilty of iniquity? I hate to have to hold up both hands, but, oh, Lord, thank you that you forgive all of my iniquities and all of my sins. I'm grateful that you're the mighty God. But anyway, whenever she heard that word, she said, yes, I lied to my husband. I told him I would do everything I could to keep him getting pregnant. But she said, and I didn't. I did everything I could to get pregnant because I wanted another baby. And so she said, then, of course, when she got pregnant, it's real easy to say, well, honey, see, it must be God's will for us to have a baby after all. You know, I mean, I hear I'm trying to do everything to keep him getting pregnant, and I got pregnant anyway, so it must be God's will. So now then she's lying and deceiving. I mean, does God say he hates liars? That's scary, isn't it? So this little girl was born with this incurable itch. Awful. And by the time she was 6.5 years old, she's clawing and scratching. And they sent me 9 pictures of the little girl when we first started praying for her with a little pair of shorts on. That's all she had on was a little pair of shorts. And her body had oozing, running sores all over it. All over it. They're awful. I mean, on her back, on her front, on her legs, on her neck, on her face. She was awful. And so they wanted her healed. And I wanted her healed. And we pleaded, and we quoted Scripture. We broke the curses. We done everything known to man. But nothing worked. Everything I'd learned, nothing worked. A year and a half we go through this. I mean, everybody in this ministry center had played for little Jenny. Nothing worked. So I finally just told them. I said, you know, there's a sin, and you got to find it. And so they did. And when God spoke to her and told her, lying and deception, she knew that that's what she had been doing. So she repented to her husband and asked him, she told him what she'd done and asked him to forgive her. And of course, he said, of course I forgive you. He said, I didn't want another child, but now that we have this little 8-year-old girl, I love her with all my heart and I don't want her sick. That makes good sense, doesn't it? No daddy would want his little girl sick. And of course, then she had to repent to the Lord. And so when she repented to the Lord, does he always forgive us? Isn't that wonderful? That God always forgives us, even whether our sin or our iniquity, either one, if we sin and do something that we don't know, you know, but we do make a mistake when we sin, and then we later realize we've done it, we can ask Him. But even when we have iniquity in our heart, knowing it's wrong, but we go ahead and do it anyway, He'll forgive that too. He promised it in His Word. So He forgave her, and then one more prayer of faith was prayed for little Jenny. And in 2 weeks' time, little Jennifer was completely healed without a scar on her body. He took away everything. I have four pictures of Jennifer, or Jenny, after the prayer. Yes. Well, a curse is put upon you when you sin.
Right.
As long as a sin remains, the curse comes upon us because of sin. So when we sin, in fact, you know, in Deuteronomy 28, God clearly told us, as we went over that yesterday, in the first 14 verses, God promised to bless us. Three times He said down through there, starting at the beginning, the middle, and the end, three times He said, if you obey Me, in everything I tell you to do, everything, if you obey Me, in Deuteronomy 20, verses 1 through 14, all those blessings are based upon our obedience to do what He says. Keep all of His commandments. Do what He says. In Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. That's where I was going to actually start today. Let's go to verse 15 and in Deuteronomy 28, and I want to show you what happens when we don't do what God says. Now, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, He said, but it shall come to pass. Now, this is one place I don't like this. Everywhere else when I teach, when God says, but it shall come to pass, if He's fixing to say something good's going to happen to me, I love that. Don't you bet? It shall come to pass. If you obey Me, I'm going to bless your socks off. Don't we love that? Yes, we love that. But here, He has told us in verses 1 through 14, as we went over yesterday, if we obey Him, it also shall come to pass that He will bless us and bless us and bless us and bless us and bless us. And we loved all those blessings, didn't we? But it says, but it shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, It's Amazing What Sin Has Done, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.